What an event. Oh my God, it's been. Starting off was slow, and then sort of a week of breakdowns, serious breakdowns, no trucks, full storage, and then bang. I've sort of just started to equate it, I think, to labour. It was really extraordinary. Sort of, you know, you've got that anticipation, excitement, huge amounts of anxiety when things weren't happening at the start. And then in the middle, just the hard going of just, it was flat out, you know, sort of loading 25 to 30 road trains each day and six headers going at one stage. And yeah, sort of 6, 7 days later, it's all over and you're numb. I actually feel quite numb.
You've been involved in Harvest before, but you've never been the maestro before, have you?
Oh, no way. Nothing like what has just happened. But gosh, you know, I had so much help. Everyone was so willing to step up and offer advice and, you know, just a listening ear as to what might be best operational-wise and moving around and just assisting, you know, and giving you that support of saying, yep, that's good. And logistics. I mean, so many things all at once that I'd never done, had no experience. A few times where things weren't exactly perfect. An ant's nest one morning of trucks that were just sitting waiting while we were moving paddocks and trying to get mother bins set up and coming out of large paddocks into small paddocks, crossing drains. Just logistically, it's a big job.
Last time you and I spoke, you were sort of girding your loins for your first foray into being the farmer. Is it too soon now to sort of start looking back at the season and think about what were some of the positives and negatives that you're going to take away from this crop?
No, like straight away after harvest, you start thinking of things that could have been done better, faster, bigger, stronger. All the, yeah, infrastructure, things I need. It's amazing. There's a wish list that's all of a sudden popped up very quickly of things that need doing, could be done, improvements, which is all going forward, I suppose, which I didn't know before, but still lots of questions, lots of things that I need to work on and just information, so much more.
Does that indicate that you're thinking that having done this once, you think, yes, I can do this, I want to do this, this is what I'm going to keep doing, or are you still a bit ambivalent about that?
A little bit, but at the same time, it's kind of exciting. I mean, no, I know every year is different, but I now know I can do it. And, you know, we've been so lucky to have had the weather. You know, we've not had any rain, any sort of those other disruptions that come in and plague you for harvest, which are huge. You know, just to have the weather and the time to keep things rolling without, you know, having to shut up and sort of wait till things dried out and machinery getting bogged and all those other nightmares that come with it. So we were very lucky in that respect, and I know that's something that will probably come in years to come too. But no, there's lots of things that my mind is definitely ticking over.
What were some of the high points? What were some of the things that where you sort of gave yourself an internal high five and went, oh, look, I did that?
I don't know that I've had a chance to think about that yet, other than finishing and having a smile on my face, just that relief. I still was flying by the seat of my pants. So it wasn't like I got to the end of something, went, yeah, that was very well organised and, you know.
Yeah, well done, Lucy.
Yeah, convicted in terms of what I'd done and how it all finished up. No, it was really a lot of good luck, a lot of help and just a huge relief.
Were there points during the harvest or during the lead up to harvest where you thought, this was a really silly idea. I really have painted myself into a corner here. And you've likened this to childbirth. And just like childbirth, there was no alternative. You really just had to go through with it, didn't you?
Oh, my word. Yeah, at the start, gosh, the anxiety when, you know, I had one header here and things were ready to go, full storage, no trucks. And at that stage, it didn't look like any other headers were coming. Oh, the anxiety was enormous, absolutely enormous. So for a week, we were basically stationary. And yet I felt like we'd been going full bore for a week. So I was exhausted before we even started, wanting to get going, but yet not knowing how it was going to happen. So, yeah, it was stressful. It was so stressful.